Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You're listening to us broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM, 1230 AM in Wausau, Wisconsin, as well as locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, that's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Boy, I need a drink of water after going through all those signals.
And now the show is over.
That's all, folks.
We just do station IDs here. That's all we got now.
Once everybody gets to know what these station IDs are, you'll just be able to listen to Civic Media, and we'll just be able to...
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
It's true.
Exactly. It is true.
Yeah. I have something to say, but let's go to Mark real quick. Mark from the SAC. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you in person the other day.
Your program and the sentiment I've been hearing now. But forcing somebody to take it to show their patriotism by taking the Pledge of Allegiance is anathema to, you know, the whole concept of liberty. That, and they just don't seem to understand. I mean, when I was a kid, there was, you know, a girl in my class that was a Jehovah's Witness, so she was excused from the classroom when we said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Did anyone yell at her and call her not patriotic and a horrible person?
No, of course not. And the whole thing is it should not take your belonging to a organized, an organized religious sect to actually express your opinion in that way. You know, that some people can say that personally they feel that forcing, the Pledge of Allegiance is an act of idolatry.
By the way, the idea of a Pledge of Allegiance hasn't been like that happened in what, the 1900s, if that, like
1950s, I think.
1950s?
Yeah.
Pledge of Allegiance is not like even like hasn't been part of this country for even a majority of its existence.
Yeah, the original Pledge of Allegiance was written by a socialist, in the early 1900s, I think, or very late 1800s.
Which is kind of funny, too, but anyway.
My dad actually had objections to them adding, even though my dad was a believer, he objected to them adding "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the entire United States of America, the Constitution, and the founding principles of this entire country. But anyway.
It is just that, and these people that are celebrating Brittany Griner's sentencing over there, that it baffles me. I mean, those guys are just, it just baffles me. That they're the opposite of patriotic. I mean, that we should want our citizens home in this country, and you bringing up the irony there that she has to go to a oppressive regime to actually earn more money.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably make more money because they have a lot of, let's say, fixed gambling situations out there. But anyway, Mark, appreciate your call, man. It was also great to see you in person the other day. And I don't get it. You've taken so many right turns that you're now at the point where you're like, "Yay, Russia!" That's what happened. They took so many right turns, and kept thinking that they'll end up back to square one, and they end up just going straight to Russia. All right, so there's no way to easy transition this. I got a couple things to say here. I was absent from the show yesterday, but first, before I get into why, I want to tell you how much I really appreciate the staff of Civic Media, from top to bottom. Everybody here, everybody that works for this company, does 15 jobs. Everybody here, every time I've seen them, is working, and if they're not, ask me what can I do. Everybody from top to bottom. I'm talking the money behind it, the guy who doesn't have to do a damn thing, who can make us all just, pay us to do whatever it is. That guy works just as hard as everybody else. Crudy works just as hard as everybody else. Dom, maybe not so much, but everybody else besides Dom. It's the running gag, guys, that got to do that. My point is that everybody here supports and loves one another and actually gives a crap about the thing we're trying to do here. And it made what happened to me yesterday so much easier and better. And I want to share with you, not necessarily to glorify or to go and say anything about it, but I want to share my experience because I just had one. Yesterday I had an anxiety attack. I couldn't breathe very well, and basically everything stopped. It's like a bad drug hit me all at once. and I shut down. A lot of you know, I've been doing a lot of things around here, and there's a lot of hundred other things outside of here that you don't know about. Obviously, you know, my family life and other stresses that go on in and out of, you know, life and things like that. And they all just came and got to me. Actually, it was funny. It was a Walgreens text that really just set me over because they were texting me about my stupid prescriptions again, and it just set me over. And I was in the middle of like five different things I couldn't solve, and I just broke it. And I called you, and you were completely you had your arms ready to catch me, and I thank you so much for that. And everybody gave me a mental health day yesterday. I took it very, very gladly, and I'm still recovering. But I wanted to go and share this on the radio today because there are people out there who are at this brink right now, who are on this situation, and the best thing you can do is stop. And if you are thinking that you need to, just stop. Today I consciously ate lunch and didn't do anything else. Like, I just ate lunch.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that it's my own things. Like I have my, I'm not, there's nothing anybody else did, or like it's not Walgreens' fault or anything like that. I'm more just saying these things happen to people, especially, you know, and I'm doing this out of passion. I'm doing this because I want to. I'm not like, nobody's making me overwork myself. I'm literally doing it myself. So please understand, I'm not complaining about anything. I'm more saying that everybody needs to stop and take a little bit of an assessment of themselves and make sure that you got a good support system around you. And luckily, I do. And I want to thank everybody for being a wonderful support system for us, or for me. And that's kind of all I'm saying. I just want to share that I had an anxiety attack, and I'm proud to share that I'm strong enough to go and admit that I had that, and I needed help, and I really still do need help, and you guys are really there to help me. And I have a great family. My kid was freaking awesome. I'm super grateful is all I can say, is that just thanks.
Yeah, man. And so. It's tough because not only like you say, this is a passion project as well. It's not just like, yes, we do all get paid to be here, and we're really constructing something that we believe is bigger than us, and it is a platform that we would hope is going to be around for a very long time when we are through setting this up. But in the process of that, of the process of setting it up, it is a lot of hard work, and taking those breaths and being able to do that, I mean, I don't even think second nature of it, dude. When you called me, I was like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I got this. And we're here for you, buddy.
And I joke a lot about how the things, you know, I'm up in the middle of the night doing stuff. I wouldn't do this. Like, I wouldn't get up in the middle of the night for like Walmart, you know, if I'm working it for like Roundies. Okay, great. I'll do the schedule in the morning when I'm there and on the clock. But I told him, give me a salary. I'm ready to go. Let's go. You know, yeah, you got to stop every now and then and make sure that you got to remember that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Yeah, it's an important thing to remember.
Yeah, everybody stop and take a breather. Have a wonderful weekend. It's my birthday weekend. Go and have one for me. How about that?
Have at least a couple for the big guy because it's his birthday.
And I can drink a lot.
That's true. It's true. And folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. You can find us on Apple and Spotify now. We'll be back on Monday. Talk to you then.
You haven't got your health. You haven't got it.